From the WABE newsroom at 6:31, since Congress has failed to repeal and replace Obamacare, there's been a lot of talk on how to bring more federal money into Georgia under the current law. One way would be so-called Medicaid waivers. WABE's Ellie Yu explains what that would mean.
Before the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, only certain groups of people could qualify for Medicaid, the government insurance program for the poor and disabled. Robin Rudowitz is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
So you needed to be a pregnant woman, someone with a disability, a child, and you needed to meet income requirements. So you had to be poor or even much lower than poverty.
In Georgia, that's still the case to get Medicaid. But in many other states, low-income adults without children now qualify. That's what's known as Medicaid expansion. But some conservative states didn't just want to take the federal approach. Instead, they expanded coverage under what's known as a waiver. Rudowitz says it allows states to get the federal money but waive certain requirements under the law.
So they've been used to allow states an avenue to test new approaches in Medicaid.
Some states use it to buy private health insurance for low-income people. Others reward healthy behavior. Now, some Georgia lawmakers are talking about getting Medicaid waivers to access federal dollars. State Senator Renee Unterman chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. From rural hospitals to high costs, she says health care in Georgia needs help.
It's a crisis, and if we take one tool off and say, well, we're not going to look at that, we don't like that, I think that that's not a good thing. I think that everything should be on the table.
She says she's looking at waivers to help maternal mortality rates and adults with mental illness, and expects the issue of waivers to come up in next year's legislative session. Ellie Yu, WABE News.